Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of Cloud Wars Live, part of our coverage for ServiceNow's upcoming Knowledge 24 event in Las Vegas, May 7th through 9th. We're delighted to have with us today ServiceNow Senior Vice President for Corporate Strategy, Radhika Jasula. Radhika, welcome. Great to see you.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, Radhika, wow, these are exciting times for the whole business world, certainly your company and what's going on. And so there's just a number of things we wanted to get your particular insights on here. And I think the first one, it's always best sort of starting with what's on the top of mind for customers these days. So Radhika, could you talk a little bit about customer priorities these days and also the role that these customers want ServiceNow to play in helping them turn those dreams into reality?
Great question, Bob. Obviously, we obsess about our customer priorities and how they continue to evolve because we really want to meet our customers where they are in their journey. So first and foremost, business transformation driven by technology continues to be top priority for our customers. Over the last few years, many of them have started on the journey of evolving their own business models and driving growth, but also doing it efficiently. And so that's a continued trend we see. But what's different this year, no surprise to anyone, is the differential focus on Gen AI and AI more broadly. And that's what we are seeing in every customer conversation that we have. As our customers think about, where do I get started? What use cases do I prioritize? Who do I do this with? And what productivity outcome should I be expecting? So lots of questions, some early emerging answers, but that's definitely a huge priority, and customers are investing time and money behind it over the next 12 to 24 months. More broadly, beyond AI, right? Customers are also looking to say, hey, I'm investing a lot in other technology investments more than AI. So how do I continue to streamline that? And that's an ongoing trend around vendor consolidation that we are seeing, where customers are saying, I'm going to choose a few strategic platforms and go all in with them so I can really get the ROI from my investments. And ServiceNow continues to be one of their top strategic platforms of choice. And the reason is, you've heard Bill, our CEO, talk about this, right? We are on this journey of being the AI platform for end-to-end digital transformation. And what this means is, we started with our roots in IT. We had IT service management and operations management, but quickly our customers, in many cases, pulled us in deeper into IT as we looked at helping them deliver on asset management, security, and risk, but also to other personas, including the CHRO, the CFO, and the COO or customer service personas. So our customers are really appreciating the breadth of our platform and the digital transformation we are helping them drive across each of these business areas. And that's the other priority that we're helping our customers with.
Yeah, Radhika, it's interesting how you laid that out there, because I think, it wasn't that long ago that the tech industry generally provided almost like discrete products or solutions to customers. Then the customers were the ones in charge of somehow unifying these, integrating them, making some sort of a platform, whether they intended it to be that or not. So both that challenging situation now, you've been at ServiceNow, put an advocate and evangelist for AI and Gen AI from the early times of it, to help companies then be able to use all those different pieces you described together to build an intelligent end-to-end platform. It seems like one of those cases too, where this is going to be one of those breakthrough moments that allows customers to realize more value from it, right? To have the platform on which lots of things can be built rather than spending so much time just trying to pull everything together and connect it. So it's a very different world now for customers, right?
100%. Because I think customers are realizing that over the last decade or so, they've spent a lot of money, but it's been on these point solutions, and then they are now forced to stitch it together and make sure they're getting the value. I think the pace of innovation and business model changes is accelerating so fast that no one has the time to wait and see, multi-year projects come to fruition. And so the time to value, the bar on ROI is very high, which then means you pick a few strategic trusted partners, you go all in with them, and let's go drive the business outcomes that our customers want.
Yeah, Radhika, that thing of timing, right? Geez, the days of those, multi-year things. I heard somebody recently say the new time frame is years have become quarters, months have become weeks, weeks have become days. So I think that's been inherent in the ServiceNow message for some time. And Radhika, I think if you take that, what you were just describing, a step farther into the notion of industry-specific solutions. So there's a lot that goes into that, but certainly AI overall and Gen AI can be, big, big factors there. As you mentioned, it's something Bill McDermott's been talking about really since his arrival at the company about 5 years ago. And could you talk a little bit about why this big trend toward industry-specific Gen AI capabilities is coming up? And what's the role that ServiceNow can play in helping deliver that to customers?
Great question, Bob. We definitely think a lot about how do we help customers in every industry achieve their business outcomes. And so, the platform, including Gen AI capabilities, is almost the shared capabilities for every customer. But then on top of it, you start driving pretty industry-specific solutions to help our customers. I'll talk about this in two pieces. First, let me just talk about Gen AI and everything that we're doing there. Again, I don't want to talk a lot about what you're all going to hear about at Knowledge, but I want to give a sneak peek. So first and foremost, like you said, right, we've been on this AI journey for the last few years. We've done a number of acquisitions, including Passage AI and Element AI, that really set us up well. And so last year, we were one of the first few SaaS companies to come out with enterprise-specific real Gen AI SKUs pretty quickly. And you've heard us talk about our Pro Plus SKUs and how our customers are adopting them at a pace that we haven't seen before. Again, going to the time to value point. So there's a lot that we are driving actively in terms of generative AI and AI roadmap. And there's a few different pieces to it, right? First and foremost is how do we give employees and customers a better experience? And that goes to an easy self-service capability surfaced through chat and, more automated knowledge search and getting help. Especially if I'm a new employee onboarding and I have no idea where to go, it's so
Yes.
quick, easy to get on a chatbot and say, hey, where do I find, how do I fill out my W-2, for example? So there's a lot that we are driving with a self-service, again, Gen AI-powered self-service for employees. Similarly, for customers, the more customers can get help, maybe at midnight when I'm up and I have a question and I don't have to wait for an agent to come online, 8 hours later, there's a lot that we are driving there. Behind the scenes, we're also driving agent productivity because the more we can do self-deflection, then agents can focus less on the mundane questions and more on the really gnarly problems that the agents need to go chase down. So it's driving a reduction in call volume and driving better productivity with our Gen AI capabilities. And the third piece is we've often talked about how there's a dearth of truly qualified developers building applications. And now, again, with Gen AI and our Creator Pro Plus SKUs, you will see us really accelerating the pace of app development because it's so much easier for an employee within a company to be able to build those apps. So that's broadly some of the Gen AI capabilities we continue to evolve as a foundation. And then on top of it, you'll increasingly see us often with our customers and our partners delivering industry-specific solutions. For example, think about claims management or dispute resolution in financial services. Take or an insurance company or a bank, for example, right? There's a lot of, again, automation that could be done, but also intelligence that can be embedded within the workflow. And so that's something you will increasingly see us offer for banks, for manufacturing companies where you could digitize the manufacturing flow and figure out how to optimize business processes, or how can you connect multiple enterprises together using supply chains that are, more borderless or seamless, and you can drive integrated dealer management, for example, for an auto company. So there's lots of use cases that we are working on that will automate and over time add that intelligence layer in as well.
Well, Radhika, I think what you described there about the significance of ServiceNow having been involved deeply with AI and Gen AI since, the early days of the company here, I think it matters a lot because that speaks to almost like the culture that's built up inside the company, where you're not looking at just, well, it could do this, then you're done. You're trying to see things end to end. And I think the fact that AI thinking and mindset has sort of been woven into what ServiceNow is doing, that is going to give customers the confidence to say, hey, let's move forward a little more quickly, or let's pick up the pace of what we're doing here because our customers are expecting us to be able to do more. Is that a fair assessment of what the market's like right now?
That's a great assessment of where the market is and how they should be thinking about ServiceNow, Bob. Because the other thing we do is, we always want to be within ServiceNow the best customer zero, and we drink our own champagne, right? So our DT team under Chris Beatty, our CIO, has been focused a lot on taking all these Gen AI capabilities I've been talking about and putting it into action within our employee portal, within our customer support function, and to drive more developer app, application development. So there's a lot that we are doing, and we're starting to see a lot of the productivity benefits that we want our customers to see, including deflection rates going up, improved agent productivity, and just more positive feedback from the users of these Gen AI capabilities. So that gives us a lot of confidence that we can help our customers achieve the same outcomes as well.
And Radhika, another interesting dynamic in the market these days is, you just mentioned your CIO, and I'm sure that, ServiceNow has built up great relationships with CIOs and CTOs, or chief digital officers, over the years. But now it's also become vital and strategic, the relationships you have with non-tech C-level executives, because they're just getting more involved in the buying decisions, because it affects not just what goes on in the tech department, but the entire company. The business strategy becomes the tech, or the business strategy and the technology strategy are fused. So how is ServiceNow connecting with or getting to understand the priorities of these non-tech executives, and how do you weave that together so that your customers can devote more of their time and energy toward creating value for their customers?
That's a great question, Bob. And it's very relevant given, what's happening with the industry and where ServiceNow is in terms of evolving, to become that end-to-end digital enterprise, right? So first and foremost, like you said, our relationship with the CIOs and the CDOs and CTOs is very helpful because they are often, hand in hand driving some of this business transformation driven by technology. And so it's easy for them, having seen the benefits of ServiceNow within their own function, to be our champion as we go into an HR or supply chain or finance function. So I think that's working really well. And we often see our customers actually pull us in. So for example, right, our customers are using us within IT for IT service management and using us as the data repository using our CMDB. They have pulled us in to say, hey, we can use the same thing to manage our OT assets and provide the same security, et cetera. So I think we are seeing that convergence of IT and OT helping us. The second piece is, with our partners as well, they are really helping us, go and have these conversations with the owner of a manufacturing plant or with a line of business within an auto company or a telco. And as we see more of these customer successes, they are serving as great reference points. But the fundamental thing that we want to make sure we do for our customers is to show them the value as they buy our, different pieces of a portfolio, right? Because happy customers with one function then gives us the permission to say, let's go expand, because we know our platform can do it. And so the more we can show value, the more we can help them realize their goals across the enterprise. And again, that's a theme you'll see at Knowledge as well, where we are talking to our CIOs and our platform owners, but also, showing CHROs and CFOs and head of supply chain on how the ServiceNow platform can help them.
Yeah, Radhika, I'd like to follow up on something you mentioned there about partners and the whole ecosystem. It's always been important at ServiceNow, and clearly, when Bill McDermott started 4.5, 5 years ago, he made that a top priority. So, what's the role of the ecosystem these days with all these, extraordinary new technologies coming on from the tech industry, and then from your customer side, they've got to become, they've got to sort of jump into their digital futures more rapidly than ever before. How's the ecosystem playing a role there for you?
As Bill says, Bob, ecosystem is a great force multiplier for us, and it's not a new thing for us, right? We've built these really strong relationships with several of our partners, especially the large system integrators and some regional ones, for many, many years. But I think the partnership is just deepening and accelerating, especially as we get into this next phase of AI-driven digital transformation, and also as we get, across the entire enterprise into some of these new buying personas that you said. So partners are super critical, and I think of them in three buckets. First are, our system integrators that are not only essential to implement our products and get our customers to value, but are also helping position ServiceNow, often as part of their own offerings, into customers, across every industry and every geo. So we see a lot of that happening, and a partnership is deepening there. The second piece is around technology partnerships, including the hyperscalers, and we've talked about it in the past, and you'll hear a lot more, at Knowledge as well. But we announced a partnership with Visa, to go offer better payment solutions in the banking industry. We talked about NVIDIA last year at Knowledge, and so there's a lot we are doing there as well, because collectively, we think that with our partners and our customers, we can get to co-innovate on these GenAI-enabled workflow solutions pretty quickly so that our customers can get value fast.
Well, Radhika, thanks for, a little bit of a peek into what can be expected at Knowledge 24 and a broader sense of what's going on here now with ServiceNow. Any closing thoughts you want to share before we wrap up?
This was a great conversation, Bob. I think I would say, what we discussed today was just scratching the surface. And so at Knowledge, you will hear much more about how we are rapidly innovating in AI and GenAI in the platform and across several of these solution areas, and how we are focusing on customer value with our ecosystem. So there's a lot that, we are doing and would love to showcase at Knowledge. We are excited for it.
It should be a great week, Radhika. Thank you so much and really enjoyed this conversation with you.
Thank you, Bob. I really enjoyed the conversation as well. See you at Knowledge.
Very good. And folks, thanks to all of you for being with us here on this special episode of Cloud Wars Live. We've been speaking with ServiceNow Senior Vice President for Corporate Strategy, Radhika Jasula, about some of the fun stuff they're going to have at Knowledge 24, May 7th through 9th in Las Vegas. We'll see you next time.